good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Well, strong buyer support developed in front month live cattle futures as October live cattle futures held an 80-cent rally. The support in nearby contracts limited losses in feeder cattle trade, but were unable to bring strong support back to the table. Hog futures remained under significant pressure with triple-digit losses redeveloping as the December futures slipped below $50 per hundredweight. Strong buyer support quickly moved back into the live cattle futures complex today with front month October futures 80 cents higher as traders moved above $105 per hundredweight, helping to establish renewed support in all nearby contracts. Cash cattle trade, though, was still undeveloped, although there are a few bids starting to be seen in the south at $104. These bids are $1 lower than last week's trade levels, which indicate that packers may start to show some interest and could be convinced of steady to higher money if follow-through is supported by beef values. And feeder cattle futures were unable to find much support midweek, despite the buyer support slowly developing through the live cattle market. Although feeder cattle futures remained lightly traded and have pulled well off of session lows, the inability to draw buyers back into the complex limited additional support at this time. Grain futures, though, were mixed today as choppy overnight trade began to wind down. September contracts stopped trading at noon today as markets tried to hold on after heavy selling yesterday. Corn prices turned higher following quiet two-sided trade overnight. December futures ticked to a new one-week low, though, after falling below its 25-day moving average before starting to move higher. Soybeans posted modest gains as the overnight session began to wind down, keeping November futures to an inside day following heavy selling earlier in the week. Wheat prices, though, were narrowly mixed as winter wheat contracts tried to reverse higher after breaking below two-week channels yesterday. Minneapolis December held on to its uptrend, continuing to perform a little better than the other markets. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.